What's happening around the world? It's time for another serving of News Bites.
最近国内外发生哪些大事？午餐搭配 ISRT News Bites， 慢慢的一口接一口，吸收最新时事和趣闻。
Hi there, and welcome to a new episode of News Bites. I'm Nancy Sun.
And I'm Hope Go.
In today's news, new animals at the Taipei Zoo.
A new home for a very old dinosaur.
And a singer breaks her award.
All that and more coming up next.
Top of Taiwan.
台北动物园引进新两爬物种。Taipei Zoo adds new reptiles and amphibians.
Some new animals are coming to the Taipei Zoo. The next time you visit, you might see golden mantella frogs.Yellow-banded poison dart frogs and rough knob-tailed geckos.
The amphibians, 两栖动物, and reptiles, 爬行动物, came from Singapore Zoo. 台北市立动物园从新加坡动物园引进金曼蛙、黄带箭毒蛙、棘皮瘤尾手工。They arrived in Taiwan on March 16th.
The Taipei Zoo is also sending four species of poison dart frogs, 箭毒蛙, to Singapore.
Keepers say this is the first time rough knob-tailed geckos are at the Taipei Zoo. This type of gecko is endemic, 特有种, to Australia.
Golden mantella frogs live up to their name. These frogs live in the wilds of Madagascar.
They are very small, only about 2 centimeters long. They could sit on a 1 NT coin. And they are bright yellow, orange, or red.
These bright colors are also a warning, 警告.
Golden mantella frogs are poisonous. And finally, there's the yellow-banded poison dart frog.
They live in South America.And they have bright yellow and black stripes and spots all over their body. And their poison can be strong enough to kill an animal that eats them.
The Taipei Zoo says the reptiles and amphibians will be in quarantine for 3 months. After that, visitors to the zoo will be able to see them.三个月检疫期结束后，这些特别的动物就可以跟游客见面了。
Going global.
最完整暴龙化石有新家了。T-Rex skeleton gets new home.
Stan is special. You might even say Stan is one of a kind. 独一无二。
Stan is the world's most complete Tyrannosaurus Rex skeleton. Stan 是全世界最完整的暴龙化石标本。
The T-Rex skeleton is 67 million years old, and it is 4 meters tall and 11.7 meters long.
Stan is made up of 188 bones.
The first pieces of Stan were found in the U.S. in 1987. But at that time, scientists thought they were triceratops, 三角龙 bones.
Years later, the scientists learned that Stan was actually a T-Rex. They got to work digging up all of Stan's bones and putting it back together. All that work took more than 30,000 hours.
They also learned a lot about Stan's life.
They know that Stan had once broken his neck and still lived. That's because 2 pieces of his vertebrae, 脊椎, are stuck together. Scientists also think that Stan might have been bitten by another T-Rex because of holes in his skull and one rib, 肋骨.
In 2020,Stan was sold at an auction for 31.8 million U.S. dollars.
That's about 900 million NT, 九亿台币.
That made Stan the most expensive fossil, 化石, ever sold at auction.
But scientists worried that Stan would be put in someone's home. That means the public would never see the amazing T-Rex skeleton again.
Now the mystery of Stan's new home has been solved.
Stan will soon be the star attraction, 明星最引人注目的 at a new museum in Abu Dhabi.
The Natural History Museum Abu Dhabi will open in 2025.
Today's feature.
Olivia Rodrigo 格莱美奖刚到手就摔坏。Olivia Rodrigo breaks her Grammy.
Olivia Rodrigo had a very exciting night. The 19-year-old singer is famous for songs like Good For You and Driver's License.
You said forever, now I drive alone past your street.
And this past Sunday, she went to the Grammy Awards ceremony, 格莱美奖颁奖典礼, and won 3 awards.
Olivia won for Best New Artist,Best Pop Solo Performance and Best Pop Vocal Album.
Olivia 凭个人首张专辑抱回了三项讲座，年度新人、最佳流行个人演出和最佳流行歌手专辑。
She got 3 gold trophies, one for each award. But maybe those trophies were very heavy.Because after the awards show, when Olivia was posing for photos, 拍照She dropped one.
One of the Grammys fell onto the floor, and it broke. An assistant, Julie, quickly put the Grammy back together, and Olivia finished taking photos with no other surprises.
The Recap.
So in today's News Bites...
The Taipei Zoo has some new animals. The next time you visit, you might see golden mantella frogs, yellow-banded poison dart frogs, and rough knob-tailed geckos. Stan is the world's most complete Tyrannosaurus Rex skeleton, and Stan will soon be the star attraction at a new museum in Abu Dhabi.And 19-year-old singer Olivia Rodrigo won 3 awards at the Grammy Awards. But after the award show, she dropped one and it broke. And that's today's episode of News Bites. This week, we want you to have your say about smells.We are so busy using our eyes all day for watching movies, scrolling through IG, and so many other things. Sometimes we forget about another important sense, our sense of smell. Smells can give us all kinds of different feelings. It can also bring back special memories. Tell us about your favorite smell.Record your message and send it to NewsBites, NewsBites, at icrt.com.tw with your name and age, and if you'd like, the name of your school. Make sure to send us your recording by Thursday at noon, and you might hear your message on our show on Friday.
ICRT 与教育部国民及学前教育署下次继续和您聊新闻。ICRT App 和网站也能重复收听。
More local and international news next time on News Bites. Brought to you by the K-12 Education Administration. Find past episodes available on the ICRT website and app.